Welcome to my work from home ideas podcast. My name is Adrian Amparo, and today we're going to talk about eBay. Now, this is a business that I have had in the past, and I've made money on it. Essentially, let me describe it to you. Essentially, you have something, you post it online on this website named eBay. You can do it at a set price, or you can have an auction, and you can set the amount of days that you like. And then you just send up some pictures and hit go. And essentially, if you do it in 7 days, on the seventh day, you can look at it, and hopefully people want what you have, and you have money. Essentially, what you're doing is having an auction for your stuff. Now, I think a lot of people start eBay just by selling stuff that they have around the house or in the garage. And that's what I would recommend too. If you have anything around that you don't want anymore and you think somebody might be interested in it, then that would be a good way of getting your feet wet in eBay. Just make sure that you describe things accurately and you ship them promptly, because people will ding you for that and leave you a bad review. And in the world of eBay, reviews are very important. You want to get the highest possible, because it builds trust. People are more willing to buy from you. Now, this is an online job, unless, of course, you choose to only sell to people around you, which rarely happens. But this is an online, pretty much an online business. Now, here's the thing. The upfront costs for eBay are nothing. Okay, I lied. The upfront costs are minimal. If you put up, let's say, an iPod, and you list it, it'll cost you maybe 50 cents to list it. But you don't pay for it yet. You pay for it at the end of the sale. But also, let's say it sells for $100. Well, eBay is going to charge you, besides the listing fee, they're going to charge you a percentage of the sale. So if you sold it for $100, they're going to charge you, let's say, $3 or $4, depending on what the percentage is at the time that you sign up. So those are the costs associated. But then again, you do not pay the sale fee, the final sale fee, unless you've sold it. And the listing fee, I think you do have to pay that even if you don't, but you might want to check with that. Now, here are the challenges. Plenty. I'm venturing to say hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people are on eBay. So you are going up against a lot of other people selling their stuff. Another thing is there are certain tricks that if you don't know how to use them or what they are, then you might end up losing money when you make a sale, because you have to be aware of every aspect, from the title to the description to when to post to how long to post. So because of those, I do recommend you get a book that explains these things, or even go online. I'm sure there's plenty of podcasts out there that will explain in detail how to make as much money as possible on eBay. The upside is that anyone can do it. You don't need a license. You do need to have something to sell. And eventually, you might even go to thrift stores or clearance items. Honestly, here's a personal example for me. I was walking around the mall, not wanting to be there, and I just happened to see that there was a store that was going out of business. So I walked in there, and it was a camera store. Well, I personally like cameras. So I went in there, and I saw there was a underwater case for a Sony camcorder. Now, people were walking by, didn't realize this, but I saw that. I know, first of all, Sony has great products. Secondly, their stuff is expensive. So I thought, this thing that is selling for $20, I'm going to get it. I bought it, took it home, listed it, sold it for $130. Now, I knew that they sold for that much. So after everything, after my fees and everything, I made over $100. And it was because something was on clearance that I knew had value. So you start going to stores a little bit differently when you start using eBay as your online business. Now, is this something that's expandable? Sure. I don't recommend it, though. There are so many people that have videos about eBay, blogs about eBay, podcasts about eBay, even books about eBay. However, If you want to devote your time to it, then hey, that's your choice. Just be aware the competition is high. So if you're interested in other businesses just like this one, you can go to my website at www.myworkfromhomeideas.org, organized for you to make your best decision when choosing to work from home.